Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Built Fuller Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning. It is a feel-good Friday. Last night, I had it. I'm now done. I have to mentally check out of the Knicks, at least for a little bit. They're down a million points in the first quarter. There is no hope for the Julius Randle injury. OG Anunoby's doing some basketball activities without contact. I know they fought. I know they came back a little bit, but Bogdanovich and Burks, it's not working outside of that one game with Bogdanovich hitting a bunch of threes. And now all hope has been sucked out of me with this team. All of it. And it happens with every team I root for. You get a taste, and then the second you start to believe, it gets ripped right out of you. Every time. The Mets a couple of years ago, the 101-win season, you believe they go down to Atlanta, get their asses kicked. And then the Padres come in, kick their ass again. Then the next year's a mess. The Minnesota Vikings have this 13-win season, and the New York Giants went in and beat their ass in a playoff game. And now the Knicks, after the Anunoby trade, are flying. Championship caliber. Nobody can beat them. And then everybody on the team gets hurt. They're going to be in the play-in. Why?
Let's not even talk about the football teams that I don't root for around here. Or the New York Jets. God damn. Think about being a Jet fan on top of all this. It's enough already. It's enough. Thank God for the Rangers, for God's sakes. We'll see if they do something. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah. Happy Feel Good Friday. Got us off to a flying start. Man, I feel really good. And I'm so excited today because I got my March-April edition of Baseball Digest. So while you're, pissing and moaning over there, I'm going to be over here reading about whip and war and, what I think my team is going to do this year.
Right, right. New York Mets, who are not even trying to win this year in 2024. Right, great. Let's add them to the list.
Just please calm down for 5 seconds. Take a breath. Please. Big breath. Breathe in. Another one. All right, so
in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Right, it actually sounds like you're pretty clear.
Yeah, man. You know, I was inspired too by this congestion pricing.
Oh, come
hearing
on.
Hearing yesterday.
What now?
I was inspired by that. People yelling and screaming, fighting for the rights of us commuters. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I saw somebody yelling there and I was like, "You know what?
That's the guy that should be, like, in the face of these athletes."
Exactly.
Yes, just like you started this show.
He needs to be this guy, Raul Rivera. He's got to go into that Knicks locker room, and he's got to deliver that speech. And he's got to say, OG Anunoby and Julius Randle, they might not walk through that door right now, but you're the guys that are healthy. You're the ones that have to do it. and Lucifer is is waiting for you. You'll understand that reference in a little bit when we play this audio.
But I have to say, look, we were talking about the Knicks. We were talking about their next six games. We were talking about try to just stay around 500. So they've lost the first two of those next six games.
Yep.
And now comes a game at Cleveland on Sunday. Then they have Atlanta and Orlando and Philadelphia at home for the next four games after that. So, I mean, look, I don't know when Ananobi's going to come back, but these last two performances, if they're not hitting threes, they don't have a shot. And I think like they've transformed themselves into like a bomb squad.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Bogdanovich hit all those threes. The one game he played really good. They win that game. Obviously, he struggled last night. Didn't look like he was comfortable coming off the bench. And, I mean, there will be, in that stretch that you're talking about, if you go all the way to the, let's just say, the first game of the West Coast swing, all the way into mid-March, they will be favored in two of those games.
Now, listen, I'm
Atlanta
not,
and Portland.
I know you come in here and you're angry this morning.
I mean, this is what I'm watching last night. 17-4.
I know.
And I know they didn't lay down completely, and they did fight back and made a couple runs. I will give them credit for that. But when you're worried about your team, and we're talking about this couple days going in, how they need to have these games. They've got to keep themselves afloat. And then it's 17-4 at home, and you still got no positive update about Julius Randle?
All I can tell you is that you just got to hold on until the season is over. You know, the Rangers went through this as well. They went through like a downturn, a little bit of a
Panarin
swoon.
Panarin and Zibanejad weren't hurt.
Yeah, I understand. You know? But Shesterkin was not playing great. And, you know, that was worrying everybody. And then all of a sudden, February comes around, everybody's healthy, and he starts playing the way that we all know that he can play. So, I understand your angst. I told you that this was going to happen. So, I was prepared.
You didn't think they were going to lose like this, did you?
I didn't think it was going to be 17-4 at one point. But I will say that I don't see where they win another game until they at least get Ananobi back.
I know they'll beat Atlanta because Trae Young's not playing. They'll beat Atlanta. They better beat. It's a home game against the Atlanta Hawks. Jalen Brunson's out there. They're winning that game. But they're Cleveland, I don't think they're beating. Orlando always kills them. Then they got the two games against Philadelphia, which I don't feel great about when they're not 100%. So, yeah, I mean, they are. It's a.
And then comes the West Coast swing. So they could have went to did they get as high as 3 in the standings?
They might have for a little bit, but...
And now they may, because of these injuries and because of where they are and because of how close everybody is to each other...
They're a game and a half out of the 8 seed.
I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Miami Heat are playing well.
Yeah, I think they lost...
And that's who in the 8
they
seed.
Lost they lost to the Nuggets last night, right. But that's no surprise. But yeah, I mean, that's how packed in tight it is right there. And you've got all these other teams that are, you know, when the Knicks were healthy, those other teams didn't scare me. I mean, even Miami, the way that they were playing early on, none of them scared me. You know, except for, you think about if the Bucks got their crap together and the Celtics. Wasn't scared of the Cavs, wasn't scared of the 76ers without Embiid. The Magic have really had the Knicks number, but still, put them in a playoff series with a healthy Knicks team, forget it. The Knicks are going to be favored, they're going to win. Pacers, Heat, no. Nothing. But now that they're about full strength, every one of those teams is better than they are.
I know, but you know, these sports are not for the faint of heart. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that.
Yeah, I know, but I
can't. Got to suck it up and just deal with it. And then hopefully in about 2 to 3 weeks, they'll find their game again. You know, like right now, you could just see, like they didn't shoot well last night, but you could just see how like they're all kind of looking around, waiting for somebody to do something. And even as good as Jalen Brunson is, I mean, he's got to have his wingmen, and those wingmen need to be there because then it extends the bench, and then all of a sudden you have a double wave of essentially two groups of starters.
Yes, and everything would be great if they were healthy, but they're not.
But they're
and
not.
It's just amazing that injuries again. I mean, how many times, whether it's baseball or football with Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones and the Yankees and the Mets and Edwin Diaz and Aaron Judge and now Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. It's on and on and on.
So if you had an all-star team of injured players over the last, let's just say the last 2 years, and you combined all the sports teams around here.
Oh, my God. It'd be the best players on every team outside of the hockey teams. right? I mean, so let's really break this down. Let's go back
break it down.
Let's go back to last year baseball season.
Feel good Friday, right? Baby. Feel good Friday.
No. Listen, it will be a feel good Friday. I'll get into it, but I'm sorry. There's no positive spin with the Knicks right now. None. So if you go back to last baseball season, Edwin Diaz done before the season starts. Then Pete Alonso ends up getting hurt, and then he goes on this extended IL and then comes back, takes him a little while to get going, ends up having a good season. But still, those are two humongous stars. Justin Verlander started the season on the IL. Max Scherzer got hurt again. So you got all of those guys. Quintana, who they brought in, hurt. And it took him months to come back. All right, the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge missed a massive amount of time with a toe injury, foot injury, that really knocked took the wind out of the sails for the Yankees completely. And they missed the playoffs. All right. The football season. Thank God there's football season. Aaron Rodgers, four plays in, Achilles, done. Daniel Jones, after a $40 million contract, out for the year. Saquon Barkley, who's complaining about a contract, he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it's nuts. And now you're here, and you got the Knicks. Okay, Jalen Brunson misses a game here or there. Thank God he's been relatively healthy. Julius Randle may not come back. OG Anunoby comes in. Oh, the roster's perfect. What a great trade. He gets surgery. It's crazy. So outside of the hockey teams where you look at the best players on those teams, you know, whether it be, you know, Panarin or Zibanejad or Jack Hughes or Bo Horvat, Matt Barzell, the goaltenders, Sorokin and Shesterkin, those are the only teams that stay healthy. Think about it.
Well, the Devils have had some injuries.
But they're all right. But okay.
All right.
You understand my point.
Yeah,
right?
I understand your point, but I know you're trying to... You know, ruin our Feel Good Friday with this negativity. It's just unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, you came in here. I know I didn't even talk to you before the show, and I had a feeling. I was thinking about texting you last night when the Knicks were at 17-4, and I was like, you know what? If I start texting him now, I'll be texting all night long, and I like to put the phone down.
Yeah.
And I was not going to get into it. I wanted to yell at Wally too, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I will come back. I will slowly ease my way from where I am now into a good place, because I always talk about, you know, that Friday, you know, leaving work after a great week. We've had a really fun week, different things going on. The dogs were here, the Schwartzes were here. It was just really a good week. Ended up playing golf twice. It's been a great week.
Yes, it has.
So, like, I just needed, to, like, lance the boil here this morning, get it out of me. And then I could slowly build myself back up, because, you know, I've said many times, that Friday happy hour with your friends at like a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Nothing beats it.
Oh. That first sip of alcohol, a couple laughs. I mean, I have it perfectly. Yeah, perfect. 2 o'clock. Yeah. I got a 2 to 4 spot. You go out, you laugh with your friends, you go back home, you're home with your family for dinner for the rest of the night, and everything is phenomenal. There's nothing better than that.
Then how come I get mean, Gio?
I told you I needed to get it out of me.
Your friends get nice and fun, Gio, and I get mean, Gio.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if I held in my annoyance about what happened last night, then I wouldn't be fun, Gio, for the rest of the day or the rest of the show.
Okay.
I would just be, you know how people, like, they bury their emotions and it comes out in unhealthy ways? Well, I just had to get it out of me.
All right, so you have your emotions out there now. They're raw, they're emotional, they're... They tend to be negative, though there's a little anger in there.
Is it negative or is it realistic? I was thinking about these injuries last night. Like, why us? Like, can somebody stay healthy? And you can make a case that these are, like, if you pick the worst players to get hurt outside of Jalen Brunson, like, the worst players to get hurt, the two quarterbacks, the MVP, the best closer in baseball, the best hitter on the team.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
It is insane.
It's insane.
I'm telling you, man. We got to get through the season. You know that. They just got to hang in there. They got to hang in there as best they can. They got, you know, the one thing you got to stay away from in the NBA, in my humble estimation, is you got to stay away from those 3-game losing streaks, because now 3 turns into 4, 4 turns into 5, 5 turns into 6. There's a malaise that takes over. There's a lack of confidence. There's poor shot selection. The coach is trying to mix and match different people to play together, and all of a sudden, you know, things start going haywire, and then you start dropping like a hot rock. So I don't know what to tell you other than after watching that performance last night that this is exactly what I thought it was going
to
be.
I think we need to start feeding the athletes in this town the farmer's dog. That's what I think. Get them healthy, get them strong, extend their lives. That's really what I think needs to happen.
Is there?
I know that we have more teams here and a lot of stars because it is New York. But can find me another city that has this many high profile injuries that have derailed seasons over the last couple of years? You can't.
Well, I mean, the Aaron Rodgers one
That's the number one.
That is about as bad as at least Vinny Testaverde played like a half, didn't he?
I forget exactly when that happened.
I mean, the first series on the fourth play or the third play, whatever.
Maybe the fifth play, the fourth play, whatever. He was done. That was it. Sat there on his butt, and it was over. If you are a fan of the Mets or the Yankees and things are going well, you're just waiting for another injury. That's what you're waiting for, especially in baseball. What I didn't mention was, all right, the Mets don't go out and have a great offseason, but they got some players. Kodai Senga had a really good first year.
Oh, here we go.
He comes back, bang. He's got capsule injury in his shoulder. It's sick. It's borderline sickening how many injuries that the New York athletes have had.
And that's why you're into this guy that went in front of the congestion pricing hearing yesterday, because that guy let it out and let it go.
Yeah. I think we should do that. I think we should do that at 6:45.
Thinking that we have a lot of commuters in the car at that time.
Yeah, and I want more time to talk about him. We're getting close to the break here, and I believe it's Raul Rivera. I want to give him the proper time and respect to really play his. And I think there's one word that needs to be bleeped out as well.
You do know that these hearings don't mean anything.
They meant something to me.
I know that. It meant something to me, too, when you showed me. But I'm just saying.
It's not going
to
change anything.
They're already putting up the, all the electronics and everything. This thing is just it's a joke. It's basically they're saying, look, man, it's coming, whether you like it or not.
The black hole
of the MTA needs to be filled.
You know, in my 40s now, I'm trying to be more mature, more of an adult. Do these things. So I'm gonna use this as a teaching point for myself, because I had not every day you're gonna get good news, not every day. And on a feel good Friday, you got to fight through it, just like the Knicks have to fight through the injuries.
We got to find some good news. Yes.
So yesterday, there's legs and arms strewn about Suffolk County.
That's good.
Disembodied limbs. So I got that. Then I turn on the Knick game. They can't compete because everybody's hurt.
Okay.
Then I see this congestion pricing thing, even though we got a hero in Raul Rivera, there's other people going, hey, there's too many people to crosswalk. I'm trying to walk my shih tzu and I can't. And then I wake up, I get in the car, I got CeeLo doing the overnight, the Go Buchanan Go guys on there for 4 minutes straight. Just talking and talking and talking.
So if you're CeeLo, you're sitting in, just let the guy go, man.
Yeah, but that...
Eat up some time.
He's calling. He says that Al is one of the Smothers brothers. He said that. And he knows that I'm listening and I know it's him. Because then he references me, too. Like, in 2 minutes into the call, he's like, yeah, Gio's probably going crazy right now. And I was. And I'm texting CeeLo like, this is the Buchanan guy. Get him off. Get him off.
You shouldn't be texting and driving.
You do the voice thing.
Oh,
okay. Buchanan. That's what I did. I just went like this. Buchanan. I said it to CeeLo.
That's amazing. That guy would know that you are in the car listening, and he's just trying to get underneath your skin.
And it worked.
And then now I understand what went on this morning on your way in and just how annoyed you were. And then on top of everything that's been going on with the Knicks and the injuries. And then this is what I get.
You got to fight through it.
You have to fight through it.
So that's what I'm saying. And I'm fighting through it. So here's a couple positive things. I've gotten that out of my system. We're turning the page.
Okay.
Yesterday's yesterday.
Nice.
The commute in with the Buchanan guy, that's in the past. It's all in the past.
Good.
The windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror.
Yes, it is.
And February is over.
Right? We are now in the Ides of March.
We are out of the worst month of the year. It was a leap year, so we had an extra day,
which is a whole
godforsaken month. And we even had we were out of here for a long time, 8 days, but it still felt like February was like 3 months, and we weren't even here the entire time. But February sucks in the past. Now we're March. At the end of this month, baseball, and then April and March Madness and everything else. So we are right there. We're knocking on the door.
At the end of the month, baseball, man.
That's right. See, you guys. Why do they still send us these magazines?
Oh, I love these magazines.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You are so full of it. You do.
What do you mean?
The Baseball Digest, you're thumbing
well,
through?
Well, it's either this or Evan's new book.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy for Evan. I hope he sells a ton of books, makes some money. He's dyeing his beard now and shaving half of it to get out of his bet.
What?
Yeah, I heard that.
He can't
yesterday.
Do that.
He says
He said
a way to get out of the bet was he thought it was a fair trade. They negotiated it with everybody on the show that if he dyed his beard a different color for 15 straight shows, so 3 weeks of shows, and then on opening day shaved half of his beard off and had a half beard, half regular face, and went to Mets games and went to opening day like that, that would allow him to get out of the bet.
Oh, real? Well, that is pretty significant because he looks ridiculous now. I mean, he would really look ridiculous then.
Yeah.
And by the way, I do think there is one of his books in their studio, Al. If you wouldn't mind just picking it up for me, I'll peruse it during the break and see. I know the book is about baseball, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's about him. It's all the games that he scored over the years, like his favorite games that he scored and the memories and the stories behind it. So you have the game in there, the him scoring it, and then the story behind it. For example, he called me last year to get some details about a game that we saw, me, Joe, and Evan, in L.A. And he wanted to make sure the details were right.
Oh, okay.
About like an earthquake and all this other stuff.
What's up?
And the weed smoking.
There's no pictures. Like in the middle, how you put pictures?
There's no photo break?
There's no photo break or nothing?
That's a lot of words.
There's a lot of words.
A lot of words.
But you know, he does have, instead of pictures, he's got his score sheets.
He's got them. They put them in there.
So instead of the pitches, he's got some score sheets for you.
Yeah.
You could have done both. You could have had a section in the middle with glossies of Evan at Mets games.
My Mets Bible by Evan Roberts.
Yeah. So this is a good time to announce my book, How the Mets Ruined My Life.
You have your score sheets.
No, I burned them all in a bonfire.
Good for Evan, man.
No, I think it's great.
I mean, the thing's heavy. Feel how heavy that book is.
Yeah, I know. I got to find that one game that... oh, look, there's curses in here. Are you effing kidding me?
Okay.
Look at that. Evan. Oh, there you go. I opened it right up to that page. There's my name. The Ryan Church game. Greg Giannotti. I'm in the book. Let's go. There you go. I'll have to go back and read that. I'll see if he actually went for the truth of that day. Because I told him, go for the truth. It's fine. Go for it.
I know we usually don't book authors, but do you think that... Nah, let's not do that.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll see.
I mean, I feel like I'm promoting the book as it is right now.
Yeah. We could have him on, talk about that experience that we had. I think that was a good one. I got to see how he wrote about it. I'm curious.
Plus, we could ask him, like, what do you get paid for that?
Yeah, so I guess there's like an upfront fee or whatever that you get. I don't know why I did that.
Then he's got to go like the bookstores. He's got to go sign the book and stuff. And he's got to do some promotional tours.
And then it's based on sales and all that.
Yeah.
So, and you could be like a number one. There's so many subcategories of books now. You could be a number one book so easily. Like, it'll be the number one Mets book written by a redhead. Like, they'll have that, you know, and it'll be like, well, put that out there.
On the back of the book, I realized that each scorecard not only told a baseball story, but also explained the story of my life.
I'm a loser.
Ha! Hey, come on, Eddie.
Yeah, not nice. I'm actually excited for him. It looks good. It looks better than I thought it was going to be, like a flimsy, like, paperback thing. Right. He's actually got a hardcover.
It says, laugh with me, cry with me, and wonder what the hell is wrong with me. As we take a trip through my life, viewed through the lens of scoring Mets games. It's actually kind of interesting.
I think it is. I mean, yeah, for a hardcore Mets fan, for sure. I'm interested because I had lived one of those experiences. So I want to go and I want to read. Because I remember having this conversation. He was asking me, is it okay? Do you think if I put this part of the story in there that it would be all right? And I was like, it's fine with me. You ask Joe, whatever. I don't care. That was 2009.
What do you care? The Chase Utley game. Oh, okay.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get Jerry in here just a couple of minutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here on this Feel Good Friday. He's got some sports for us. What's up, Jerry? Good morning.
Good morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Things did not start out well for the Knicks last night, as you guys pointed out, nor did things finish well for the Knicks last night.
Bounce pass, Draymond goes to Paul. Off a screen, Steph, catch and shoot, right wing, three is good! His eighth of the game, he's got 31. 157 to go in the fourth quarter, 103-92.
And 110-99, the final. Warriors radio with the call, 31. Steph Curry had on the night 11 rebounds as well as the Warriors win by 11. Jonathan Kuminga had 25. Jalen Brunson, it's not been a good stretch. They've dropped 7 of 9, but as he says, we're going to be okay.
Keep our spirits up, keep our confidence up, knowing that we all really worked hard individually to be confident. And then just come in the next day, be ready to go, and just keep trusting each other.
That's it. Keep trusting each other. He had 27 in the loss. You also had Josh Hart playing 47 minutes. That was a theme after this game, too. Played a great game as well. Here was Curry. This sounds familiar when people come into the Garden and leave with a win. Loves lighting it up.
It's always fun. Like, this is a special place. It's a... always talk about the basketball history that's you know, that's happened here. I've had some good nights here.
Well, like what basketball
for the other
history?
Players.
I mean,
like,
you know, it's amazing.
For Michael Jordan.
I got to go negative like G did this morning. I am so sick and tired of hearing the opposing team's best player always come in and say, I love doing this at this magical place.
You were
like, magical place.
And you were so close
about?
To getting him too.
Shut up. This team is like you said, they lost 7 out of 9. I mean, they may lose the next 6 or 7 in a row.
Well, you did get good news on OG Anunoby, clear to shoot, back on the fly. No contact yet. Right. I mean, at least that's a positive step. The one that concerns you is Randall. You hear nothing.
Yep. So, not a thing other than
I told
him.
You April.
Yeah, you would say April 15th or something?
Like April 5th or 6th or something, I thought I said. They had like 3 regular season games left.
Hmm. Well,
I mean, he's out there doing stuff. So, I mean, I can't see him playing in the month of March.
Well, Knicks 10 games over 500 now, 35-25. You guys were talking about the standings, how it could swing either way with where they are in the middle of the conference. As for the Nets, if they're going to have any chance whatsoever of getting into the play-in tournament, they got to take these couple of games from the Hawks. They did win last night over Atlanta. No Trae Young. 124-97 the final. Cam Johnson, 29 points, 10 of 15 shooting, 7 for 11 from three-point range. You had the two young guys. You had Holmgren and Wembanyama going head-to-head last night. The crappy Spurs taking on the upstart Thunder. And lo and behold, here was San Antonio getting their 12th win of the season.
SGA denied at the rim and victory. Victor rips down the rebound.
Even when Victor fumbles the ball, he still gets something good out of it.
He fires. He scores!
And that was Wembanyama that was scoring in transition, the three-pointer. Spurs win 132-118. Wembanyama finished with 28 points and 12 rebounds. It has not been a great season for San Antonio, as we know. But maybe things starting to take shape for them. 12th win of the season. The Lakers backed up that come-from-behind win over the Clippers by beating the Wizards in overtime, 134-131. Anthony Davis at 40, 31 for LeBron. Washington has dropped 13 straight. Nuggets over the Heat, 103-97. And Giannis had 24, and the Bucks have now won four straight. They beat the Hornets, 111-99. On TNT, a big reveal from one of the guys, as Kenny Smith pointed out as he is looking and referring to Charles Barkley.
Are you on Instagram?
Give it up.
Are you on Instagram? Seriously.
Chuck is on Instagram, everybody.
Seriously, are you officially on Instagram?
I'm trying out social media.
What is your handle?
Oh, you said you would never go. I've been here 12 years, and 11.9 of those years, you're saying I'm never going on social media.
Kind
of
sounds like Mike with Twitter, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
So it's very similar, as the guys are reminding him what he, meaning Charles, used to say about social media.
Because Instagram is for fools, and not social media is for dumbass, and people living in their basement.
And they draw.
And he would go on to say, it's about business.
That's right. Now you can make money.
I've never tweeted. I don't do it. I don't have an account. I have no interest. You will never, ever see me utilize that medium, ever. Will never happen. You're never going to catch me tweeting, I promise you. If I do, you know, you got a scoop. It'll never happen. Never. It should be against the law, but you're right.
Against the law.
And then when he made his Twitter account, he went to Twitter headquarters.
Yes. That's right. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
So being that Charles is so new with this, Shaq was trying to lead him down a path, the wrong one.
Remember, every time you send a message, hashtag OnlyFans.
No, don't do that.
Got it?
Don't do that.
That's only for your fans.
No, that does not.
Yes, no, Kenny. Leave him alone. OnlyFans.
So these guys will have a blast.
That's only for your fans. So Shaq fans, Barkley fans, okay. Only my fans can look at this.
That would be great.
Oh, pretty funny. In baseball, you know how last year, I don't know when this began, but the sweeper pitch became a thing?
Yes.
So apparently, Tyler McGill is working on a spork ball.
A spork. Oh. Spork.
Spork. Like the Taco Bell spork.
I guess.
That's where it came from.
I guess. That's how it was labeled.
So this is going to be a combination of a splitter and a fork ball.
Yes. So here he was. He gave you three scoreless innings yesterday and the Mets lost to the Marlins.
The main thing is just throwing it with and live with games, effort-wise, is completely different from a bullpen. So there's some good ones today. Cantini.
I can't even hear him. Jose Quintana allowed a couple of runs.
Yeah, it was a good cut.
Well, it was in the beginning, and towards the end, it kind of trailed off. Inning and two-thirds for Quintana. Mets play the Cardinals today. Luis Severino makes the start for the Mets. Yankees and Marlins played a scoreless game. Tonight, the Yankees face the Blue Jays. Gerrit Cole makes the start. Now, Bob Costas back in the day was a dope MC, as we heard. We know he loves the game of baseball, so we go from spring training to Bob Costas. Nice little transition. Back in the day when he did, what was it called again, Al? Up Late?
Later.
Later with Bob Costas, he had the late Richard Lewis on. At the time, a much younger comedian. It's about 50 seconds I'm going to play for you. And apparently, back in the day, NBC didn't want to air this because of how ridiculous, not only did he sound, but looked. If you watch the video, it's beyond stupid. To the point where Richard Lewis even seems confused why he's laughing so hard.
Can you lose your neck and survive, though? Or is that really the same as being decapitated? Can you lose your neck and then your head just sits on your shoulders?
Well, there was two instances of this. I saw it once in a Nova episode. A man lost his neck, but his head literally didn't topple. It landed on his shoulders, and for some wonderful, miraculous reason, that's why I believe in God, it glued on to the shoulder casing. That's the word. So although he didn't have much range, his neck was on. He's giving birth again. Costas is giving birth. It's the first man to give birth. I don't want to be here. because I'm 40 years old. If I have a wife, I never can see a child come out. Okay, pardon me.
Now, I've been accused of laughing at things that aren't all that funny from time to time. I think it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
But the point that's really disturbing in this is he's rolling around with his legs up like he is about to give birth on the chair.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I'm watching that now.
He's like, he's rolling around in the chair like a four-year-old.
Yeah. It's bizarre. Totally bizarre. I had not seen that until you guys were talking about it this morning. If I'm Bob Costas, I'm like, oh my God, the fact that this got unearthed this week makes me look like a real tool bag.
Well,
why do you think it got unearthed?
Well, Richard Lewis died and reminded people of this whole thing.
But I said to Al, I searched the video on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I hit the media button. And so two Bob Costas videos back to back popped up.
Okay.
This one where he looks like, I don't know what he's doing. And then Costas from this week just railing on politics and Trump. And couldn't be more polar opposites of the two. The Islanders beat the Red Wings 5-3. Brock Nelson, couple of goals in that game. Tonight you got the Devils in Anaheim. Reports say the Vikings have told running back Alexander Mattison that he will be released. Reports also say a judge has ordered Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to submit a DNA test in a paternity lawsuit brought by a woman that is claiming to be his daughter. She is 26, soon to be 27.
Yes. When you guys were talking about this, I got confused. I either spaced out or whatever. And I thought that he had just recently impregnated a 27-year-old. And I was just in total awe as you were talking about this. And then when you said mid-90s that she was conceived, I was like, oh, she's 27 now.
And she's claiming that she's his daughter.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is Rutgers beat Michigan last night 82-52. You have Hofstra beating UNC Wilmington by 11 last night as well. And Iowa's Caitlin Clark did announce she's going to the WNBA and foregoing the final season of eligibility at Iowa. That's not true. She's going to make just as much, if not more.
She's making over $3 million now.
Why won't she still make it with the endorsements?
Well, maybe with the endorsements, but the WNBA salaries pale in comparison.
As it was pointed out, and Darren Revelle got murdered for this online yesterday, all of her money is from endorsements. It's not from an NIL collective.
Right. So those should stay from Iowa.
Right. Yeah. Those should stay with her. And the salary won't be as, she will get a salary now from her WNBA team, but she is going pro.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, we talk to a lot of commuters on this show, and it is a feel-good Friday. And this congestion pricing has come up with all of us because we are driving into the city, and it's going to affect all of us and a lot of people that listen to the show. So we hate it. We've been screaming about it for a very long time. So there was a public hearing with the MTA board last night. And in the public hearing, if you are someone that wants to speak, you show up and you write your name down. You get 2 minutes and you're allowed to speak. There is a man out there that is my new hero on this Feel Good Friday. His name is Raul Rivera. And he is a TLC driver. I thought he was an FDNY guy because I think he had an FDNY shirt on or something along those lines. And he might be a volunteer EMS guy. I'm not sure. But his name is Raul Rivera. And he went off and spoke for all of us that are driving into the city and dealing with the city and the state going into our pockets again just to do our jobs here in New York.
Yeah, for only half of Manhattan, by the way, not all of Manhattan.
Right. So here we go. This is from last night. It's about 2 minutes. Now, mind you, he got escorted out of there after this. They escorted him out of the hearing after this rant.
Raul Rivera.
Good evening, criminals. My name is Raul Rivera. I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a TLC driver with over 23,000 trips. I didn't write anything fancy down, but we want to remind you guys and let you guys know, Mr. Lieber, we have the mayor's cronies here. We have the mayor's lobbyists. They're not identifying themselves. Transalt, Street Pack, huh? We got a city council. Progressive caucus, that is wrong. They oppressive caucus. That's what they are. They oppressive. And this is a crime against a New Yorker. You might not like what I'm saying, but it's a fact. You are BSing New Yorkers. The MTA is a money pit. It's a money pit. And the mayor is a sellout to the New Yorker. The city council members, the majority of them, 90% of them, are selling out people of color. Brooks Powers, you are a sellout. That's what you are. You're selling out people of color. Her district is the furthest one away from the city, the Rockaways, and she's staying quiet. They're not advocating for the New Yorker, for the people of color like they say they do. This is BS. It's a crime against a New Yorker, and Brad Lander will not be mayor of this city. Over my dead body, he will not be mayor of this city. This is a crime. I'm using up all my time. And for each and every one of you, there is a special place in hell for you. Don't you forget that. All right? Lucifer waits for you. He waits for you. Shame on you. I don't know how you can sleep with just at night. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. It's outrageous. Criminals.
And there you go. Raul Rivera, ladies and gentlemen. Raul. We love you, Raul. I don't know who you are, where you are right now, but thank you for doing that.
And by the way, it hurts people of all color.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, that's absolutely. But his point that he was making was that there's a lot of people that say that you're advocating for certain issues, but when it comes to this,
you're not advocating for the people that you're serving.
Exactly,
100%.
So that was his point there. But yeah, just unbelievable. Now, it's not going to mean anything. I mean, it made me feel better. It made all of us laugh and get fired up about it. But it's not like that rant is going to change anything, unfortunately, because we're all going to get screwed by this whole deal. But, I mean, the fact that I watched the video of him getting escorted out, and there's like seven guys around him. And I understand that this day and age, you got to be careful. There's a lot of maniacs out there. But it's like all he did was speak his piece. You know, and he got his 2 minutes. He really got to escort him out. He went back to his seat after that and sat down, and then like 15 cops go over to him and get him out of there. And I love the fact he was calling out, the mayor's lobbyists are over here. They're not identifying themselves. There's cronies right here.
100%.
Oh, God, that guy, he needs to run for mayor. That guy needs to run for mayor. I don't know who he was talking about. He said that this next person can't be mayor over my dead body.
Rob Lander or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that, but
yeah.
But yeah. Lucifer is waiting for you.
I love that.
There's a special place in hell for you, MTA board.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Basically, they're trying to get more people to jump on buses and to take subways.
Well, yeah, and that's what it is. And they're trying to do it under the guise of that the city's going to be safer and there's going to be less pollution because of the cars, and then you'll be able to walk around more because of what the nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Because all of us are still going to drive in. I'm not going to change my routine. I can't. It's not even an option for me to take a train in. So just doing my job, paying the taxes, coming in like all of us. Now an extra little right up to jamming it up our A-gaps.
That's exactly right. So over 100, I guess nearly 100 speakers spoke yesterday. And it was fiercely debated, the topic. It was hours long, and including one driver who lives in the congestion zone, and he called the fee a $15 ransom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, we all know the MTA is truly a black hole. I've been saying it for years and years and years and years and years and years. There's pension plans involved. There's up costs, upkeep costs. There's salaries to be paid. I mean, there's a lot of crap that this behemoth of an agency is basically out of control and has been for, I don't know, 50 years, I think.
How great was it? Good evening, criminals.
Yes.
Raul, we love you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.